Mishnah Berachos Pesach, Siman Tav Lamed Hey.
You didn't check when the takana is to check. You can check on the day of Yudalad. Beizah Shashiyas Kamehayim. Whatever time you remember on Yudalad, you should check. Okay. I guess that means even after Chatzos. So you see, we don't pass like a Yehuda, we pass like the Chacham. Loi bat the koyim Yudalid. Yivdoik b'seichat Pesach. Like she does that Tosfos on Yud Amud Beis. That's how Tosfos learned the mission on Yud Amud Beis. Loi bat the right seichat Moed means seichat not like Rashi. Yivdoik b'seichat Pesach. Loi bat the b'seichat Pesach. Yivdoik l'achara Pesach. Kedei, why are you checking after Pesach for? Kedei shul yukoshel. So you have to bedika on chamin she'avul of a pesach, which Taisa says Rashi would never agree to, because the only reason to bedika at that point is shem yevul achlei. There's no bayra at all anymore. So, amela, that's why Rashi couldn't learn this pshat. V'yavu bedika shel achar pesach lo yivareich. You did not make a bracha. V'yoyim yedavid mishne b'rire. You should check on the day of Yudalad. The Achabadika Yavato and Madan Lugia Shashishas. If you checked before Shashishas, so you should do a bittul after your Badika. Right? After Shashishas, you can't do a bittul. So, Haragach and Beadu Levat Loy, the Elbusim Taflam Medalad, Rak Badika, Ubir Levat. If it's after Shashishas, all you do is a Badika and a beer, you can't do a bittul. Beadu Shashishas Kerma Yoim. Well, the Achash and Izgar, as soon as you remember Machuiv of Dagteka, if you Machuiv to check right away, you can't say, okay, I still have a few hours left, because we're afraid to forget again. So you got to check as soon as you remember. He brings down the sword of the Gemara.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
He's saying not like Rabbi Yehuda, specifically like Rabbi
Yehuda. Yeah. Yeah, Lafuki from Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that's why he's saying it. Yeah, the Shatzian saying, "V'zeu kavanas mechabe b'mashakosa be'ezer shor sheyizker mehayoyim." Meaning that's why mechabe said those words. Davka coming lafuke from Rabbi Yehuda, because you go with the svara that the Gemara says that if you're in the process of hunting it down to destroy it, there's no gezero of shem yevul la'achli. Gevaldik. This is timed very well. This simon right after the sugya. Okay. Give the Gemara a Pesach. But for the Kavar Bitel, even if you did a Bitel before Pesach, however, you're still Mechuyid to Bidiko. But for the Biyam Tav Atzmei Baidik. Ava Bishayin Yochel is sorry for Biyam Tav. Right? Mikom Makoim Yuchel Lichpois Olo Kli, like we had the Gemara previously, and Matzah Yom Tav Kedila Kaman. You should check for it, and whatever you find, you'll cover it up until after Yom Tav, and then you'll burn it.
What's the real benefit of that?
I guess because Shem Yavu Lochoi.
Yeah, the only benefit of that is now you're specifically
having in mind you don't want to eat it, as opposed to if you right.
Across it.
Right.
But according to
the
sheet that says you're not over for
comments
you don't know about.
Yeah, but he did a bittul already. I mean, what if he didn't do a bittul yet? You could be making it worse.
He did a
bittul. What if you didn't do a bittul and you remember it on Yom Tov? So maybe you're making matters worse, because if you don't look for it, at least you have the shitas. They're not everybody wrong. Chamed sheni yadua. Once you find it, you're going to be over it. You can't destroy it. Maybe there's other ways of getting out of your rishus. Yeah. The chara though, you should still do it and get it out of your rishus in a different way. And it's in a chanami. You won't be sorry if it. You'll lose the kiyum of sreifa, but you'll be mefarves or leruach. Do something else. I guess. Okay. Good. Yesh Chalkin, those are arguing this thing. This is even to be Yom Tov Loyiv Doik, Rak Bechol Shemayit. It's a Bach. Why? Why does he say not to? The Shabur doesn't bring, you have to look up the Bach.
Probably because you can't burn it.
Because you can't burn it anyway, so there's no reason to. Or like you said, it's making matters worse by being Baidik. Is that what the Bach means?
Yeah, but I think if you would burn it,
you have to look up the Bach.
Then there's a concern because fine, you know about it, you burn it. But if you know about it,
right, and you can't burn it, maybe you're making right. So he holds maybe you're making matters worse. All right, Ayin Shom. You have to look up the Bach here. The Bach. Do you know the Bach? You know where to find the Bach? On the side of the tour. Simon Tov Lamed A. I have to check it out.
I'm not sure what.
It's not just the Bach. The Mishabur Sharatzim brings in the bottom. I say, he says he found Kama Rishonim that agreed to this Bach. The Ritzgeis in his Sefer Meir Sharim. The Ritva. Ooh, I don't remember seeing the Ritva. Ben Menoyach. Okay, B'Sefer Manik. Chidush Shevet HaPesachim says it. Chidush Shevet HaPesachim says it. Okay, I don't know if we saw that Ritva. Fine. Right there. So they hold not to check if you remember on Yom Tov. But B'Chadish Echriya. Ah, so very good. So the B'Chadish makes Achra. This is what we were just discussing. You were never mabatel yet. Then you should check even if it's Yom Tov. Ah, which is totally in the machlokes. Right, we mentioned this machlokes when we did the Gemara. Involved, Sharatzin says, it depends on the machlokes. When the Gemara said, Koifil of Esakli, was it talking about a case we did bitter already, or even in a case we didn't do bitter yet? That's machlokes. So
here it sounds like the opposite. He's saying,
So he's saying, Rabbi Chadish Echriya, Demloy bitter chametz kodem bezach, after she gives af biyomtiv. Which means he's learning when the Gemara said, you're not allowed to touch it, Koyfil of Sakli. That's somewhere where you did Bittel. If you didn't do Bittel, it's taka, that's what we discussed before. It's taka not, there's a problem with Tiltel. Right? You remember the Gemara? Where's the Gemara? Davov. Oh, it's a problem with Muktza. Oh, so that's what it says. If you find the Koyfil of Sakli, second. Yeah. Hamayt Chamat Beis Ab Yom Tekofen Lov Esakli. It's a Gemara on that Vov. So Rashi says, Teloy Chazil Totally, you're not allowed to move it. Vafu can get it out, which means it's Mukta. He says, but don't worry about Bayeroah. By earlier over the butler believed me a smile. Rashi learns the case of the Gemara is you did bittul. So it's mashma if you didn't do bittul, you could take it out. It's mashma if you didn't do bittul, you could take it out. So that's what he says here in that vav and sharetzim. Haim the tolda bepulks is a poiskim lekamon. Im hod amin and moitzi chometz biyomtav koyfer lab kli davka. The lawyer that Lenu Mary Rock the bit loy like Rashi says, Avabaloy bidloy erichinami yugal etatul levaroi, because the Bayerah will override the Mukta. Mamela bin Yanenus, therefore what we're talking about, he remembers for the first time on Yom Tov to check, Beloy bitloy yibdoika for the Yom Tov. So that's what the Pichadish is saying. That if he wasn't Mamatel, he should take a check on Yom Tov, because if he wasn't Mamatel, it's not Mukta, he could talk, do something about it. So if you hold that the Gemara meant Kovel Lev Esakli because he did Bittul, but if he wasn't Mevatel, he can get rid of it. So about you should check in our case. But the Poiskim that learned the Gemara, that even if you weren't Mevatel, you still can't move it. You shouldn't move it either. So the Pichadish is going on the tzad that no, the Gemara means only if you were Mevatel. If you weren't Mevatel, you could still move it. So Mamela, that's always Machriya our Shaila. We had a Shaila, if you don't remember, until Yom Tov, should you check or should you not check? So it says, V'pichadosh Echriya, back in the Mishnah Berurah, Timloy, Bitul Chametz Kodem HaPesach, Ev Shishivdok Af B'Yom Tov. Why? Because he's going with the Shitas, the Chayra, that you can get rid of it then. Im Kva Bitul, but if you already Mevatel it, Vadel Yivdok, Rak B'Chol HaMoyt. because you can't do it. You can't. You like you said, maybe it only makes matters worse. You can't get rid of it anyway. Good. Nishal b'adar koydim zman yisurai umis. A person that didn't check before it became usher and he died. If the yoshim has kavana to be koyin of the chametz, so they get the bias. And that's their chatzar, and the chatzar is koyin of the chametz for them, if that's what their kavana is. So then pshita davar b'bayra, so then they're over b'bayra, v'tzichem medina l'vdarka l'varay, they got to get rid of the chametz. Dim lo yosu kein, but if they did not have kavana to be zoich in the chametz. V'avra Pesach, so therefore, this chametz went through Pesach, but it went through Pesach without any owner. Aser kedin chametz sh'avol av Pesach. I'm sorry, no. The im loy also came in, if they weren't baidik and mevar it, then the chametz is also like chametz shel Pesach. Ach, im loy kivnu l'zkoyz, but if they weren't mechavim to be zoich in the chametz, that means the chametz really had no owner and zoich in the vayr. They don't have to get rid of it. Im loy shem shtam shem shom b'tzachet, unless they're using the room, does b'chol gavni zoich in the vayr, mishom dum asin l'meicham minay. In other words, if you're using a rishos, it's important to know also, if you're using a rishos, it doesn't matter if you don't own the chametz. That's to be bedika done in that rishos. Sometimes you have cases like that where people they go away for Pesach. Well, I'll tell it might be even worse. It could be your rishos. That could be even worse than that, maybe. But yeah, okay, yeah, maybe yeah, or maybe it's not. But you still have to check. Yeah, in echinami. Even if it's not technically your rishos, you have to check for that reason. In echinami. Or like people sometimes they're not boiding the house at all because they say they're going away for Pesach and then they like let somebody borrow. They go in and like borrow. If someone asks them there, they want to see. Yeah, they want to use the room to put guests.
Yeah.
So okay, fine. Use the room to leave guests. What I can? No, it's. But you have to be. But whatever.
The
whatever.
Have to.
Yeah. Okay. The guests have to. Someone has to. They ain't not. They let the marriage is still the break. Yeah, that's for sure. That you have to have part of it that you didn't even sell.
Like leave a passage right.
Yeah.
In the room.
Yeah. The Eila the Marish Yisrael of Rei. Meaning, he's not Marish Yisrael to his children, so unless they had specific covenant to be Zaych in it, it's not a problem. Yesh Chogav is on the Mechol Gavi Mechiov and Yerushal Dirk Levair. Those that hold no, they have to be Baidek and be Mevair this Chomets no matter what. They can't just have covenant not to be Zaych in the Chomets, it won't help. They still have to get rid of it. That's the Yesh Chogav. Okay, Yivdek Lachar Pesach, that's how Tosis learned the Mishnah. It has to be done like a regular bedika. Even by day, you have to use a nair to check the chorin and the stocking. The check that he does after Pesach, he does not make a bracha. Because there's no problem about your eyes, you're allowed to keep it. And even the achila is only a kanas because he kept the chametz on Pesach. He's only checking to separate the mutter chametz from the other chametz. Achein lo yivarech. So mele you don't make a bracha. Aval habedika shabaseicha Pesach tzorich levarech af bish a bit lo kaidma Pesach. But the bedika during Pesach you make a bracha, even though you did bitul before Pesach. Certainly, if he has something that became chametz on Pesach and it was not around or it wasn't chametz yet when he did the bittul, then certainly he makes a bracha on the beer. It was not incorporated in the bittul at all. Something that's not chametz gomer, like he found a piece of wheat, but it wasn't really chametz yet. Ainam bevarach. If he made the regular bedika, regular bittul before Pesach, or matzah chametz for Pesach, and then he found chametz on Pesach, yesh days ben achrayim and tzarich levarich. Meaning, should he make a bracha to burn it? Is that what he means? Kevin shekvar badok ubitel kedino v'kim tekanas kachamim. Since he did the tekana the way he was supposed to do the tekana on erev Pesach, after the bracha v'shonu shemerach, oh, it's koy al kol mashiyim to abesoicha Pesach. It's koy on everything, even if he finds comments he didn't know about later on Pesach, and therefore he wouldn't make a new bracha. It was fake brachas lahakel. And when you have a suffix like this, what was make him, we do not make the bracha.
Is it tzad to make a bracha though?
I don't know, it sounds like you're saying, is it tzad to make a bracha?
If the first bracha didn't go on it?
No, even if, the tzad to make a bracha?
Yeah, it sounds like
because you made the bracha on the beer at the beginning, and now it's like 5 days later, and you're doing a beer again. So maybe it's like a brand new thing.
Because
by
saying
that
bracha really is on the beer, because that's the mitzvah.
Right.
We
do it by the beginning, because that's the beginning of the process. That's what the Rishonim spoke out, yeah. But here it's mashma, right? Here it's mashma. Even if you didn't do a bedikah, you found the piece of chametz in you, and now you're coming to burn it. There's a habamin at least, or it's sad at least, that you should make a bracha. I guess just on the burning. That's what it sounds like it's saying, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Gavaldik, Shkoyach. Shkoyach Yidin. So we're starting the new Mishnah.